This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. What you want to do is you want to go up to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com, right? You got people there smarter than myself. I'm not afraid to say it. All right, you got people in the chat room. They've got a clue as to what's going on, too. I always appreciate their time. I always appreciate their input. They pick up on things. They catch things that just go right over my head. Like I always said, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I just happen to have a microphone. Okay, that simple. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com, and get involved with smarter people than myself. All right. Got a lot I want to get to. I've got Brad Dagus will join us here in a little bit. Talk about some of the legal issues going on right now. Love to know his input, his intake, and what the government, the DOJ, the president can do with and or to Texas to get them to fall in line with what they want. Not what is legal, but what they want. And I think I'll get more from Brad, but I'm not sure. I think the injunction, or I think what the Supreme Court basically said was, hey, until we have a full trial on this, you can't. You have to allow the government to protect the border, even though they're not protecting the border. Oh, you have to allow the government not to protect the border. I don't know. Any way you want to put it. But that's what we see happening, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you've got something that you want to say. Biden has done, this administration pretty much has done absolutely nothing to protect the border. Absolutely nothing to protect American citizens from the fentanyl onslaught, the amount of drugs coming in, things happening in this country. They just don't seem to care. Now, if you're going to tell me different, okay, fine. Prove it to me. Tell me what they've done to protect the border. Tell me what they've done that has made us safer. And don't try to sell me that an open border is safer. Because it's not. Not in any stretch of the imagination. All right. And I'll talk about some of these things with Brad. I just want to set you up with them. Discrimination lawsuits aren't new. We've seen a lot more happen, you know, about fundamental human rights, how the government's dealing with it, how the courts are dealing with them, which is a good thing. I mean, make sure everybody has the opportunities. So from employment to housing to education to disability, sexual discrimination, all kinds of stuff happening. Right? Employment, housing, Now they're dragging pastors into the legal system. They're dragging pastors in because, they want to take away from true religious liberties. I don't care who you are or what you believe. When a religious order is not allowed to practice their religion, and again, I wish people would actually read First Amendment when it comes to their religious rights. Just like with the gun rights. You can't infringe upon them. You can't stop them from exercising those rights. It's one thing when you're up in somebody's face and you're slamming their face or their forehead with a Bible. Nobody I know would ever call for that to happen. Nobody. Although, I don't know if you guys saw the pictures recently where you had those little creeps when a pastor was speaking, they were twerking in his face, basically, circling him and wiggling their butt cheeks. That's such a sane thing to do, don't you think? Or would you be okay if I did that to you? Would you fall in line with that and say, oh, you know what, they have a right to do that. Don't know what to tell you. I don't know. It gets to the point where you don't want to cut them any slack. Right? You don't want to kind of laugh at them and say it's no big deal. They're just a bunch of nuts. That doesn't work anymore. Because they just get worse. They get louder. They get in your face. You may feel like you have a right to do that, but you don't have a right to stop somebody else from exercising their rights. You don't like what they happen to say? Guess what? You got 2 feet. It looked like most of them had 2 legs. They knew what was going on. They knew how to deal. So what was the problem? Just leave. It is really, truly that simple. So now you got pastors or congregants, if you want, dragging pastors of local churches into court for gender discrimination. How that happens, I don't know. And it's for this reason that the news of a black megachurch being a defendant in a lawsuit, bordering, they say it's bordering on sexism, I don't know if I agree with that, was quick to get on the internet with this. It doesn't help that the church in question is a Baptist church located in Harlem. They're allowed. And people going to those churches and people working for those churches know on the front end what they're signing up for. There's no surprises. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus after the break.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. If you become part of the solution, right, you know it does nothing but get better because all of us get to work together. All of us get to benefit from your good work that you do. As I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to know what's happening. It's the way we win. All right, let me get back at it again, because, like I said, there's so much going on. There's so much happening. Having a little technical issue, pulling Brad on. We'll get him on in just a little bit. But we were talking about this. When you go to work, for a religious organization, any kind of religion, I don't care what it is, right, you cannot just do whatever it is that you want to do. They have rights as well. And does your name, does your signature, does your word mean anything? Because many of you, you go to these churches, you go to these religious organizations, you take the job because you need a job, and you lie about adhering to their dogma or their doctrines. And then once you get in and get settled, and you get past the probationary period, now you want to sue for discrimination. Or you want to sue for your personal rights being stymied or stifled. I find all of that so interesting. So your word means nothing. Anyway. The church is a Baptist church located in Harlem, widely reputed as Black America's flagship church. Ebony Marshall Terman, a professor from Yale Divinity School, is the plaintiff in the suit. She was also one of the applicants hoping to fill its senior pastor position, which was left vacant by Reverend Calvin Butts. Now, Terman is alleged that the religious institution denied her the opportunity to compete with the other candidates in the final round because of her gender. Probably. And they have a right to do that. Their scripture, given to them by God, says that women aren't allowed to have those positions. I don't get it. She knew that going in. Now, not that she hung out on that one scripture, but truly at her level, she should know what the Bible says about these things. According to the complaint, gender discrimination motivated the decision not to hire Marshall at a fact discussed openly during the meetings of the committee, including by Grant and another committee member who said that the church would only hire a woman as its senior pastor over my dead body. In the lawsuit she filed on December 29th, she accused Valerie Grant, the church and church committee chair, of pressing issues not broached with Marshall and her male counterparts, or her male counterparts. Now, the AP also revealed that Terman is seeking unspecified monetary damages from the defendants for lost wages, lost benefits, and other economic damages, shame, humiliation, embarrassment, mental distress. I wonder if she'll sue God like that, or try to. However, the church has denied all of her allegations of bias on their part, according to its spokesperson, LaToya Evans. While she and others were considered for the role because of their impressive backgrounds, they say that she fell short of some key requirements for the role, where other finalist candidates prevailed and moved forward in the process. Now, Grant also claimed that all applicants received unique questions because the interview process was personalized. Gee, that's terrible. Right? As such, it was a no-brainer that Terman, the only female candidate, would receive different questions from the others. Now, she was out of 47 applicants. She came up number 11. Can't be that bad. But again, you have to decide, are they going to adhere, if you would, to their doctrine, or are they going to adhere to public pressure? That's what I want to know. And it's just crazy. Like I said, you go into these situations, you know what their laws are, you know what their rules are, you know what their doctrine is, and you don't seem to care. Or if you care, you know, maybe you lied about it. I don't know. I have no answer for you. I mean, just amazing. All right. I won't say this is a first, but basically this shows you that these justices, they have integrity. Now, the Supreme Court right now is in a rare situation. Assistant Justice Neil Gorsuch has recused himself from a case before the Supreme Court involving Oklahoma death row inmate Richard Glossop. The Supreme Court agreed to hear Glossop's appeal on Monday, but Gorsuch, who was involved in the case at a very early stage during his time as an appeals court judge for the 10th U.S. Circuit Court, which they hear cases from Oklahoma, will not take part in the proceeding. As a result, only 8 of the 9 justices of the bench will decide his fate. Now, he didn't give a reason for his recusal, but it's obvious. Right? What's he going to do, vote against himself? He already heard the case at one point in time, and he feels like, you know, the denial slash appeal was warranted. Now they're appealing it up to the Supreme Court. You'd almost conclude that his decision hadn't changed, right? So, Gorsuch has already recused himself back in May when the High Court was weighing whether or not to take up the case. So he didn't even vote whether to take it in or not. Right? For the specific case of Richard Gossett by recuse could mean that the court could potentially split at a 4-4 vote. If that were to happen, the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals decision would be affirmed, would stand, in other words. Now, the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals denied Glossop's stay of execution request, which would obviously mean that Oklahoma could carry out his execution. You know, I think it's interesting that they... I don't know how this happens. So, if one of you want to call in and try to explain this to me, you know, you've got to really think this thing through. They administered the death penalty many, many, many times for criminals in the days of our founding fathers. And if it was unconstitutional, if it was something they didn't want, yet they were there while it was happening in the beginning, why didn't they write it out in the Bill of Rights? Afterward, they're going to go, oh, you know what? We forgot about this. No, no, no. No more of this. So to say that corporal punishment is cruel and unusual punishment, it's just a farce. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA News Update. Former President Trump is stopping in on primary voters in New Hampshire as they cast ballots in that state's first-in-the-nation vote.
We may stop at one more, and nobody knew we were coming. This is pretty amazing.
It's a two-person race in New Hampshire between Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Most of the recently dropped-out candidates have lined up behind Trump to receive the GOP nomination. All this as Trump continues to face pressing legal matters over his actions during the post-election period in 2020. He claims it will help him politically, not hurt him. A U.S. military veteran will get the experience of a lifetime earning a ticket to the upcoming Super Bowl. Los Angeles Rams rookie receiver Puka Nacua, together with the USAA and the Non-Commissioned Officers Association of America, is providing a trip to Las Vegas and the big game for two to Chief Master Sergeant Jim Sullivan. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be Joey B. I didn't mean to say Joey B. Yeah, Joey, be ready for the for our conversation. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the solution. Actually, because if you get informed, right, and then you engage, we all win. Really, if you think about it. I want you to have the information that you need. You know, to make those decisions, to have those conversations with others. Still trying to get Brad Dacus on the line, I'm sure. You know, technology is great when it works. As you can see what's happening in Texas right now, where they have all the wind farms and the solar panels, and yet they can't provide electricity to keep people warm. Don't you? Isn't that great? Doesn't that give you a warm, fuzzy, knowing they're trying to do that all across the country? Right? Seriously. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I said earlier, the Adam Schiff is really upset. I'm watching some of the comments made here. I think it's hilarious. When you usher in AI, when you have these wages that are just, I'm sorry, out of control. I can't think of any other way to put it. They are out of control. These businesses, we have companies like here in California with the fast food companies. I mean, how do you expect them? We've talked about this a million times on the show. Fast food was never meant to be, you know, totally nutritious for you and good for you. Nobody goes to a fast food joint for healthy eating. I'm sorry, McDonald's and Burger King and the rest of you guys. But it was cheap food. It was filling. Right? And now you've got these single moms, you've got these families that don't have a lot of money. They used to go to those places to fill up. Well, they can't afford it anymore. Right? So, it's just amazing. It's amazing you can't see this happening. And you keep voting these people in, and then you keep complaining about the cost of the food. Beyond me. Right? And then you got, by the way, we were talking last night about how fentanyl has affected everybody. And now, I am sad that these things are happening to these people. You voted them in. Dana Carvey's 33-year-old son. Right. Now we come to find out what his cause of death, what the cause of death for him was. Fentanyl. All right? Fentanyl for, I mean, these stars are losing sons and daughters to drugs. Drugs being fentanyl. Not just because he was, doing coke or heroin or whatever. But it was actually the fentanyl that killed him. The stuff coming up from the border. The stuff that you Bleeding Hearts is saying, we can't do this to them. They just want to come here to work. No, they are carrying this stuff on them because nobody wants to stop the cartels. Nobody wants to stop the Chinese from providing the cartels the drugs and or the way to get them over the border. And then they want you to feel bad. You've heard about all this. You've heard it's been happening. You have to do something to stop it? I mean, seriously. I am irritated because, a lot of you on the hardcore liberal side will say, we can't stop, we can't stop this because we have to give these people a way for a better life. All right, then do it the right way so we know where you are, so we really can help you. And if you've got, 20 pounds of fentanyl on your back, no, we're not going to help you. How many Americans have to die? I don't want to hear about the war on drugs. Oh, Joe, it's the war on drugs. We can't win the war on drugs. I don't want to hear about it. You may not be able to win the war, so to speak, but you could slow it down. Under Trump, these numbers were exponentially lower. And all of a sudden, it's okay. And it's not just okay. What I think is hilarious is you try to throw it back on Trump. He had them secure. You may not like the way he secured them, but he had them secure. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Right? And a Fox News poll, and listen, CNN too, a couple of nights ago we did the story. Fox News did a quote-unquote voter analysis. Immigration was the most important issue for New Hampshire Republicans. That immigration hurts the U.S. And you can say, no, it doesn't. We need people to do this. We need people to do that. No, I don't want to hear it. The amount that they drain, the amount that they pull from the system, hurts a lot. The New Hampshire Republicans are the most important issue facing the country. 41% said immigration. 31% said the economy. 8% said foreign policy. 5% said abortion. What's funny is the Democrats are leading with abortion. When they were asked how their family financial situation was, only 12% said getting ahead. Almost 60% said holding steady. And over 28% said falling behind. When asked if immigrants in the U.S. do illegals, really. See, this is the problem, is now you have to stop and think how you're going to answer the question, right? No, really, think about it. I have no problem with immigration. Country built on the backs of immigrants. But there were legal immigrants in almost every case. So when you say immigrants in the U.S., no. Illegal immigration in the U.S., I would change that question. 28% said they helped the country. 69% said they hurt the country. All right, U.S.-Mexican border wall, over 60% favor, 17% somewhat favor, 10% somewhat oppose, and 10% strongly oppose. You know, if you sat people down and talked with them, really talked with them to find out why they oppose something, where they're coming from, what they understand, what information they have. Because campus reform does it all the time. It's a great thing to do. Right? Campus reform goes to these college campuses across the country, and they ask the younger people the same questions that we're asking you, that we're talking about here on the show. And it's always amazing because I always say that they answer like AOC, right? They answer with such authority, like they actually have a clue. And if this is if you've never heard of this stuff before, and this is the first time, you'd be sitting there going, that you know what? That sounds like it makes sense, but it doesn't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I love this one, too. Biden wins New Hampshire's Democrat primary, but only via a write-in campaign. So even with everything that's gone down, with everything that's happened, where we are in the economy, he's still getting the votes with a write-in campaign. Well, you got to love it. And he's claiming victory solely from write-in ballots. No delegates are allocated. The primary is unsanctioned, so the Democrat Party really doesn't see it. He's projected to defeat rivals, including Representative Dean Phillips. And I don't know why they call them rivals, if you would. You know, I get it. But really, he believes he's better for a better person for the job. Now, he's likely to finish in double digits. And then you have the self-help Woodstock throwback, Marianne Williamson. I actually enjoy listening to her. Mostly for comic relief, but I enjoy listening to her. Because I believe her heart's truly in it. She really believes what she's saying. Double Senior House. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Oh, look at that. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly B. I'm sorry we couldn't get Brad on. Tried. didn't get much. You know, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. And just be part of the solution. Right? Because honestly, sincerely, if you're informed and you engage, things can work out. If you're not, well, it's a different story. you're kind of on your own. You know what I'm saying? You're just spewing what they're spewing. You're spewing all those things that you complain about. That's why I say to you, you really need to pay attention. Right? I mean, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. All right. Let's see. What do we got going on here? I'm excited. I got so many stories. I didn't know we weren't going to be able to get a hold of Brad. I had some legal stuff that I wanted him to walk us through. Because, man, I'll tell you what, it's really,
It's really a challenge at times. So, come on. God, I hate computers. Really do. You know, the disenfranchisement of RFK Jr., I'm sorry. You know, you had these people who've been Democrats all their lives. And they love their party. They love what they perceive it stands for. And they've always been loyal to their party, which is one of the things that, you know, again, George Washington was very much afraid of. But every election cycle, we hear Democrats and Republicans, they complain about being disenfranchised voters. We've been told over and over and over for the years and the decades that every voter should be heard. Well, this seems to be correct, but James, when the votes may benefit a real populist independent candidate who's, you know, counterintuitive, he's gaining a popularity, he's being ignored and even smeared by mainstream media and people in his own prior party. You know, we're talking about Robert Kennedy Jr. And it's fair to say that, you know, again, I don't want to see him win. I don't agree with a lot, much of what he says. But it's fair to say that millions of Americans now support Kennedy for president just because he has 2.6 million followers and he's growing on a regular basis. Now, his support will be much higher than people are willing to take time to talk about. He will pull votes from Joe Biden. He will pull votes because Democrats who really liked RFK Jr., not going to care what it does to Joe Biden. They're going to vote for him to prove a point, if nothing else. And there are people in the Republican Party. There are people, independents. Right? They have a right to be heard, don't they? Now, obviously, the leaders of the Democrat National Committee and the Republican National Committee would prefer that their nominees for president have no competition. We already know that. Matter of fact, if you really watch the Democrat Party, what they're doing right now, they're doing everything they can to push people out of the way for Joe. And mainstream media is doing basically the same thing. They're all over people that want to run against Joe Biden for whatever reason. It's just amazing. Fair enough. But, you know, think about this. Last I checked, they're all still American citizens. Right? The DNC and the RNC. Because they make it hard as well. Right? The RNC made it hard for Larry Elder to run and others. They shouldn't have. They should have got out of the way. And they should have, you know, they should let the people decide who's actually going to run for president ultimately in their party, with their party. So, you know, former President Donald Trump, he's bombarded with this lawfare strategy. And I'm sorry to say, some of these judges are not interested in what the law says. They're more interested in what their party says. They're more interested in what their party stands for. Right? I mean, whatever. District attorneys, state Supreme Court justices. How do you get a 5-4 vote on something that is well written out in the Constitution or a Bill of Rights? I mean, real simple stuff. Now, Kennedy put out on Twitter, "I'm no fan of President Trump. That's why I'm running against him. But the American people deserve fair fights. Denying a U.S. citizen the right to run for president without ever charging him not only seems to violate due process, it's just plain wrong." Now, see, that's where Kennedy rises up in the ranks with a lot of us, because even though he doesn't like Trump, he said it, "I don't like Trump. I don't care for what he stands for." But he has a right to run, and the people have a right to decide whether he becomes president or not. Not everybody and this lawfare and these other things that are going on. There isn't any charge against him right now. Any, not a one. That'll keep him from running for president, legally keep him from running for president. Not one. Let that sink in for a while. So what have they got? And now you're finding out that the DAs that have actually brought these charges forward, they got their own set of problems and issues, don't they? I'm talking about issues of integrity. You're finding out just what they're truly made of. See, you let them play too long. You let some of these people play way too long in the playground with access to the safe and all kinds of stuff. And nobody's ever stopped them. Nobody's ever slowed them down. When Kennedy was on Martha McGowan on Fox News, right, he said the lawfare strategy against Trump violates due process. It's un-American. Now, Kennedy would have been thrilled to make the same argument on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, or MSNBC, but guess what? They won't bring him on. I wonder why. Don't, come on, think about this. Tell me, see, a fair and free press is what our founding fathers wanted. Not one that was guided by their ideologies. Not one that decided that the Democrat Party was the only way to go, and that's how they're spinning everything. This press as you see it today, this media as you see it today, is not righteous. They're not upright. They're shaping the message so that you only hear what they want you to hear. So help me understand. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the solution. And go back to Kennedy's remarks for a second, right? I mean, Trump has called RFK Jr. Here's the funny thing about it. If Trump hasn't seen them, someone on his staff should make him aware of it. Because in the past, Trump's called RFK Jr. a very smart guy. Right? And now he has a right to be on every single ballot in our nation. And RFK has a right to be on the ballot. Trump has a right to be on the ballot. Right? Not only would Trump be, I'll say returning to Kennedy's, but it'd be the fair thing to do. And when you look at Biden, there's no way he wants RFK anywhere near him. A little off, but a Gallup survey shows that RFK leads every single candidate, Biden, Trump, DeSantis, Haley, all of them. I'm not so sure I believe that. Again, it depends on how you ask the question. Depends on how you lay it out in front of them. But, you know, Kennedy's doing, to think that he's up there already with the rest of them is probably what scares the Democrat Party, not the Republican Party. Now, people, if they hope to vote for Kennedy in November, they're being disenfranchised by a system rigged in favor of two main political parties only. Nobody's talking about RFK. You know, the Biden White House, I'm sure they're going to town trying to figure out how to get him on the ballot, right? No, they're not. We know this. Anyway, I look at this stuff and I say, you always talk about letting the people decide, but I think what happened ever since Trump won, really, seriously, I think you got the Nancy Pelosi's of the world and such are petrified to let people decide on their own who they want. Because they're too stupid. They don't know better. Don't you know that? Just ask Nancy. She'll tell you. I'm telling you guys, if you were listening to the show way back when, Nancy Pelosi shifted her conversation. And when I say that, what I mean is, remember, they were blue-collar. Remember the word term, blue-collar workers, anybody? They were blue-collar workers. Right up to the time they started pushing for Trump. Right up to the time that there were interviews going on with people in New York City, the workers, that were saying, no, I'm voting for Trump. And what did she start calling them? Yeah, low-information voters. That's what she called them. So I'm seeing your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Maybe we'll get Brad on. Maybe we won't. We'll see what happens.
Force Gordon.